This is Gwen Edwardson. I'm here with Nick Aloki.
Aloki.
From Akiak. It's Friday, December 2nd, 2005. We're here at the Walsh Hall, and I was wondering about the Alaska Native Settlement Act.
To me, Settlement Act, Franklin Settlement Act, separated our people. I don't know, just seemed like every time everybody's fighting against each other, you know, for land or money. And I got really a raw deal because I don't belong to a corporation, but I, you know, to a corporation, Akiak.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, somebody got into my file in the BIA. I don't know how they did it. They falsified my claim. They changed my enrollment to a place I never stepped foot into. You know.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They crossed the heart and put the other village in there, and that village trying to get certified, so I ended up at large.
Wow.
So I lost out on everything. I lost out on the allotment. Nobody ever came to me for the allotment. So I couldn't get no land. This land claim, because I didn't see many people getting land.
Yeah.
I couldn't get no land because the way they have it written up, anxiety, how they have it written up.
This is my sister.
Oh.
And she wants to.
Do you mind if I sit in on your interview? No, go on. Come on. Mm-hmm. So after, like I said, they forged my name.
Mm-hmm.
So I lost out. And when they get dividends, I don't get none.
What region were you in?
Kodiak. Konya. But that's all I belong to right now, Konya.
Yeah.
You don't get much difference.
Yeah.
But I have aged you. Big difference here on it. Yeah.
It's
greedy. They took the whole world's up.
Yeah.
I think they got 200,000 each.
Oh.
And they used that trust fund. They took it all out.
Jeez.
Get greedy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get in that land because somebody changed my name.
Uh-huh.
And my two kids.
They didn't get any even. Where did they put you as? Like, what village?
I have tell you, didn't get certified. If I got certified, I could have been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It could have been all right, but I didn't. I don't know why they put me there. I'm from Akia.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't be Akdalik. It's a little island. Used to be a real estate town in the 1940s. The last time there was anybody there.
Yeah.
There's nobody left there since 1940s.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like that land claim. It separated us from people. Everybody fighting each other.
Did it do anything like hunting or anything?
Huh?
Did it like affect the hunting or anything?
No. No, it was different, huh?
Yeah.
Do you think anything good came out of the land claims?
For other people, yeah. You know, people that worked in the office and the president,
mm-hmm.
the board of directors, the other one that's getting everything. a shareholder in that Cognac shareholder. You get maybe a few $100 every year. Maybe $400 or $500. They're getting big salary.
Yeah.
All the corporations are like that. They're not paying themselves big salary.
How do you feel about AFN?
I don't know much. I'm trying to get help on that from AFN. I didn't know. When I get my allotment, I had a chance to get that piece of land to a 14G policy. And I fought that for 10 years. A lawyer, pro bono, and they didn't know how to go about it. They tried everything. I tried tribal, all the government agencies. I tried their friends. They didn't know how to go about it. They didn't help me. I don't know what to say for their friends. What's the purpose for AFN?
Originally they started off as AFN. It originally started off as a meeting to get the nine claims settled.
You didn't help me.
And it changed completely.
Everybody I tried to talk to didn't know how. They said all this was too late. They don't give me a chance. Especially that allotment, you know. I could have got land down on the outside. Mm-hmm. All the way. Because we used that land in 1800s. We used to trap there.
Yeah.
My great grandpa was buried there.
Was there a large difference between ANCSA and now, as far as, I mean, since corporations were set up, do you see a huge difference?
Yeah, I don't like the ANCSA. We do put the law on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always get left out. That's an ANCSA. Like that 14G policy. Somebody wrote it out. You had to be using that land December 18th, why 18th, 1971. After that, you can't.
Mm. What about as far as like your vote culture? Do you think, how is it different now than it was when you were younger?
Oh, it's getting better now. We're just starting it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Start teaching the language. We just about lost. There's only about 40 fluent speakers on the island.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I kept my language. I wrote my first language. I grew up with my parents and so we talk. We did most of the time. That's how I learned. And then I overcome it. Now I'm teaching. But when I went to school, they punished me for teaching. I mean, for talking. I mean, it happened all over. But I never lost it. Because every time I talk English, I go right back to my. Start talking. I start going to get punished for that. And automatically switched to my language.
Mm-hmm.
But now, after getting punished, now I'm teaching it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not good yet.
Do a lot of people on Kodiak, do they still hunt and...
Oh yeah. or something.
His son was a fisherman.
Oh.
Yeah.
I fished all my life.
Did you teach your son?
Huh?
Did you teach your son how to fish?
Yeah. My oldest son. He's running up Gold Mountain out in Adak. I took him out fishing when he was 6 years old. Boy, I was rough on him. He must turn against me. He thought I didn't love him because I pushed him so hard.
Mm-hmm.
But now he realized what I did. Mm-hmm. I made him tough.
Mm-hmm.
Now he thanked me for the way I raised him. My daughter took her fishing. She liked fishing.
Mm.
My son used to get seasick all the time, but my daughter never gets seasick. She'd rather be in a boat than a plane.
Yeah.
She's scared of flying. No matter how rough it is, the water, she's like, you know, scared. But boy, boat in a plane. But my younger son, I did not take him fishing. Fishing is not good anymore. No future. Price is too low. You can't bring no more money.
Does he go with his brother?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Good hunting.
Feel the sun.
In Washington.
In Portland.
I was fishing crabbing for over 10 years now.
Wow.
I don't know how they could do it. They're impossible.
He's in the Navy though, right?
Yeah, he was. After that Navy, he was shut down.
Yeah. That probably helped him.
They wrote about me last year, down where I'm from, the kids. They interviewed me and wrote a story.
Oh, cool.
See that thing there? That's an Eraser Clan.
Eraser Clan?
Mm-hmm. They could get them on the sandy beach.
Yeah?
Yeah, near the sand.
Do they still make this?
No.
They still make this book?
Oh, yeah. This one means the word value, Ilwani. What it means in Ilwani, inside.
Inside?
Ilwani.
Okay.
You know, when I was in there, you know, my children were talking, I recognized some of the words.
Yeah.
Yeah, they recognized some vowels too.
Mm-hmm.
Surprising.
Like Mayok.
Huh?
Mayok?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Here's the... Are these the kids that interviewed you down here? Their names?
They're from out there. I'm reading the back.
That's your dad?
Huh.
Is that your dad?
Where? Mm-hmm. No, that's me.
Oh.
Is your grandson?
Youngest.
First son.
Nicholas.
Oh.
He's 6 foot tall.
Yeah. He's my age.
Mm-hmm. And you're smaller. My daughter and two sons.
Okay.
He's in the cat. My daughter. Claudine. Some of them are Indian.
Hmm?
My wife's an Indian from New Mexico.
They're pretty bad.
That's no harder. It used to be a processor of crap. It used to process crap. Ooh.
That's really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Been a color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or basketball.
Skinny. Look at me now. She died when she was only 24.
Mm.
TB. I was only 6 years old.
Mm.
She must have died right after
to the church. Who are these two?
Oh, that's our friend.
Her friends?
Yeah. Matrona, Lariana, and David Peterson.
Oh, okay.
Were there a lot of non-natives when you were growing up?
No.
No.
There were a lot of, you know, whites and Filipinos. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Filipinos had drawn this hall. Whites had drawn this hall, but they were conditioned. Huh.
So where did you guys eat?
We have to take all our bedding, everything, down. By your own food. That's how you treated this natives, because they were good enough to eat in this hall.
Where did you go to school at?
Akiak, I didn't learn nothing. I got into school in Montescoma. And Seattle, 3 years. And 1 year in San Francisco. After the tidal wave, I went to San Francisco. That's where I met my wife.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to the school, and I went to school. Her roommate, her roommate was going to school. I was taking business school.
Did you lose your language for a little bit?
Huh?
Did you lose your language for a little bit?
No,
no.
But I forgot a lot of words. Yeah. One day I have regrets, I have to think and come back to it. And if I can remember, I ask them to help me. They forget too. Really hard to translate English to our language. People made our Lord's Prayer in our language. It took us 3 months to put it for it right. There's no words in our English words, there's no words in our
language. Yeah, when we say words in Inupiaq, it's easier to. It's easier to explain it in Inupiaq than it is in English.
So we just, we can find a word with all of us. It helps us get together and pick that once we think it's best. I can understand people feel big.
Yeah.
You know, when I come to school in Seattle, they were talking at night. And I start talking to myself, they look at me.
Did you guys have like dances or like Aluta dances? And
no, they started again when I was growing up with you now. I guess they lost it a long time ago. Now it's coming back. All the girls got their own dances now.
Did they tell you why they stopped dancing?
Yeah, we almost lost that culture. See, and yeah. When they have stuff like that, and I never go to them because I lost interest.
Yeah.
You know, I speak my language because I started to get ashamed of it because of the way they treat me in school. And then there's a camp every spring I have done. They call it Dikapok. The elders over there and the kids. Because the kids want to learn. Find out how I grew up, how it was like when I grew up, tell them stories about this. Anyway, I wrote that for them. They wrote that for me. A lot of more of my relatives didn't even know.
Do you guys have like native arts and crafts, certain like that are Aluta?
Yeah, they go a lot now. Art and masks and stuff like that.
Is it similar to Aleut or Yupik or?
Mm-hmm. I try. I don't have the patience.
Yeah, it takes a lot of patience. Did people from Kodiak, were they like Aleuts were sent to that internment camp during World War II? Did it impact you guys at all?
No. It was scary though, turn on the water, looking down the alley,
Was it St. George in there?
Huh?
St. George? That Ivan? Or St. George Ivan?
St. Paul.
St. Paul. Yeah.
St. George. Which one go here, one down there? St. George?
Yeah.
Which one
down there? No. I'm good. it's... forget her name.
Do you think it's easier for kids nowadays to live?
Oh, a lot easier.
I mean, as a good.
When I grew up on it, we had no oil stove. I did chopwood, sawwood, tear water, blizzard, go 100 miles an hour. Wake up in the morning, still cold, but the electric stove. We had to hunt to eat. How we ate. We didn't have the steaks or hamburgers and stuff like that. Your morning breakfast was smoked salmon or something. No, it's quite good.
Where did they get the teachers
in the beginning? We had a sometimes you bring missionaries, they were over. So they tend to change us to their way, what we want. We're a missionary, we got to change our religion for nobody. I guess that's why you're going. You want to go their way.
So you're Russian Orthodox?
My grandpa, no question, he still speak Russian, but he prefers Russian. He was a returned church. I still got learned a little bit. After he passed away, I just lost it. Mm-hmm. But you prepared me. Because you told me that you're not going to be here forever. Just to talk to me. When we get back, you got 200 markets. You're not going to come home.
Mm-hmm.
You got the pneumonia. But you want me to go out.
When you guys were younger, what did you guys do for fun?
Sometimes you think that was a kingdom. Well, out of reach, go more longer, big wake. Sometimes you think you jump and go. And you get blood up. Instrument, you know. I have a kind of guitar and accordion. I know the school play accordion guitar. I could play the accordion guitar. But now the kids are in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn by ear just by practicing.
Mm-hmm.
And play behind the piano.
Come on.
Because you had all the time to, you know, practice. Play one song over and over. And every time we got, we played them darts. Not really a dart. Like a porpoise.
Were you a reindeer herder?
Huh?
Were you a reindeer herder?
Yeah.
For how long?
When I told my dad that.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a reindeer herder.
Mm-hmm. When did you start?
Huh?
When did you start to? How many reindeer did you guys have?
We had 1,200.
1,200?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Whoa.
They'd go on the island?
Huh?
They'd go on the island? go there?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're mostly in South End of the island.
Yeah.
Every spring days to come, they get their big boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And they slaughter some. You know, some of the company, families. Didn't get much done.
Man, I like reindeer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. How did your dad learn how to reindeer herd?
Oh, okay. One guy from some place, two years ago, he was written it there. She was an agent. Maybe somebody from some place, and they taught him how to herd.
Mm. Oh, Simeon.
Simeon Agnew.
Is he from?
Did you guys have to? How did you guys catch them to? You guys shoot them?
Yeah. Okay. They had two corrals. They're still visible now. Whatever.
Did you guys use the skins for? Did you guys use the skins for anything? Did you guys make stuff with them? With the fur and stuff?
Yeah. We didn't do this in case. Mr. Sloan, they used to buy them out of the house at the fire. Land orders were $25. Now, it's only $3. This is only 50 cents.
For 50 cents?
Yeah.
Was it just easier to catch weasels?
Huh?
It was easier to catch them?
Yeah.
Than this is your dad, Lizan? When you guys pick the reindeer to for meat and stuff, did you guys pick them a certain way, or did you guys just shoot whatever reindeer?
No, I had to pick that male. Shoot them. Yeah. a fire down there. Burn from the upper stage all the way down to the other floor. Burn. I come there. They come back and
all. They don't come back.
There was nothing to put them in. Mine or whatever. They were made. It's all burned up. They don't come back. Thank you for you. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna stop. We're gonna stop now.
Yeah.